welcome to the studio, Pastor Phil.
Thank you very much, Wally. It's really a pleasure to be with you, man. Indeed, I'm really enjoying the press, you know, the kind of thoughts that you've been sharing. And you're a man definitely who research heavily and always give something to the public to challenge them to think.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I really appreciate you, man.
That's what Crosstalk PM is about. But Pastor Phil, I know that happened. I was able to, once after you walked in the studio, obviously I was putting a little twist on there, hoping to get you to engage in the conversation somewhat. But obviously, that is something that we can get you back here, back at another time if you so desire. But there's a reason why you are here today.
Oh, sure, Wallin. We do have Dr. Gallagher, one of my good friends here, all the way from Poitiers, Texas, actually. And he has been on the island since last Friday. And he has a passion for young people in particular, to really raise them up to become missionaries, to able to impart, you know, to share in the kingdom of God, basically. And we believe that he has a great message that he wants to really bring across to the Cayman Islands youth in particular. He's, as a matter of fact, he has been saying, he has been in the schools. We are at Prospect Primary on Monday morning, Georgetown Primary Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning. And this morning we were at the alternative school. And indeed, the reception, the kind of reception for our young people in particular. And so I maybe just want to ask Dr. Gallagher to say something. Now, he is here with his family, his wife, and four children. And,
wow,
you know, yes. Goes to show you the kind of passion
and
that
time
he
of
has.
Commitment.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Indeed. And Dr. Gallagher, my pleasure, sir. Welcome.
Welcome, Dr. Gallagher.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here. I just had this thought as you were talking. There's a new book out in the States called Have a New Kid by Friday. Did you know in the 1 hour that I talked at the alternative school this morning, I saw some changes.
Yes.
Some tough guys who were looking at me like, who's this man coming here? And by the time we were done this morning, they were shaking my hand saying, yeah, man, you know, you're going to write me a letter. You're going to stay in touch. I challenged them to do something with themselves.
Great.
I challenged them to quit giving up on themselves. And that's what I'm doing here. I'm hunting while I'm here. I understand you don't have any bears or deers to hunt here, but I'm hunting for teenagers. And you guys are keeping them pretty well hid from me. I don't see that many teenagers. I guess I'm going to have to keep hunting and looking under every rock and, you know, whatever. But I noticed that there's a little bit of a teenage thing going on here where the teenagers that I've been able to find and catch them and say, what's going on around this island? They've told me sometimes we don't feel a part around here. We don't feel a part of the church. We don't feel a part of what's going on around here. They're like some aliens from a different planet who also landed on this island. And we had a great talk with a lady this morning saying, you know, where are the parents?
Okay.
What I do back in the States is I play sports on the street with them. I'm 58 years old. I'm about to get beat up by these kids. But I wonder, where are their parents at?
Yes.
I wonder if we have the same thing going on here.
Well, we do much. You'll not be surprised that many of the same problems that you will experience in the United States, we tend to experience here as well.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
So I'm going to be speaking at the United East End Church tomorrow at 7:30, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to challenge them to do something with their lives. You know, for a minute, if we could take church out of it and just talk about man to man, these kids need something to do with their life. And I have learned in 40 years of working with kids as a school principal, teacher, coach, referee, you can't just tell a kid, look, straighten up.
Yes.
You got to show them the way.
Yes.
So I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, but all I'm trying to do, I'm not on a big crusade here to you know, brag about me, but what I'm just trying to do is one kid at a time is show them the way and say, look, hang around with me. If nobody else wants you, I want you. You know, Mother Teresa got up in front of the United Nations and said, if you don't want these babies, give them to me. So I'm saying to the kids that are listening to me, if you don't have anything to do with yourselves, check it out, get in touch with me, call the station, say, who's that crazy guy? And we've been going for 5 years all through the island of Jamaica, from one end to the other, building houses, handing out medicine. What I tell kids is, look, if you'll do something for somebody else, and stop making everything be about you. It's always about you.
Yes.
If the more you do something for somebody else, all of a sudden you find yourself, and you're going to find friends for life. So we're on our way to Zimbabwe, Africa. People are being shot down in the street there. It's a crazy place. I'm going, and I want every teenager I can get my hands on to go with me. I'm building an army, one kid at a time.
So are you, in a sense, recruiting or developing or mentoring new missionaries? Is that part of your goal?
I'm trying not to be like somebody who has an agenda that it's all about my ministry, my little thing I got going on. I'm just a regular guy. I do tech support back home in the States. And I guess you'd say my hobby is teenagers. I love teenagers, and I want them to know that there's a friend there for them, somebody, a big brother, whatever, and we can go do something constructive with our life.
Yes.
The next hurricane that hits, hey, what a great opportunity. We're going to be the first ones there. I don't care what it is. Let's do something besides sit around and play video games and complain about things.
We can always use another beneficial program like that in our community because, as I said, we experience a lot of the same social problems that you experience in the U.S. And interestingly, I was looking at a study that was done in 2006 by a criminologist out of Barbados, and the study was done on behalf of the Cayman Islands government. And the study looked at the prison population at the time. And out of a sample population of 300 inmates, 60% of those had attended church. And out of that 60%, over 76% of the inmates had attended church throughout their young lives.
Okay.
So there's a high correlation with church attendance, but there's a breakdown because obviously there's not a correlation between that and a positive behavior.
Transformation.
Right. And the study also showed that despite the fact that many kids were attending the Friday night church group sessions, there were many of them, not all of them, but many of them were using that as a way to get out and as a way to mask other behaviors. So the report is there, is for everybody's reading with freedom of information, or you can get it. But that report pointed out quite clearly that the efforts that you are making now are not only needed, but they're both timely and appropriate.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
nobody wants to hear this, but studies show that one out of every 10 kids in church right now will not be in church after they get 18, 21 out on their own.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Also, there are studies that can prove that as many Christians get divorced as non-Christians. So I have said this in some churches and people told me, no, I don't want to hear that. It doesn't really matter what we want to hear. The truth is the truth, and we got a lot of work to do. We need, you know what I think is the global recession, all of the economy, the way I look at it, it's a mixed blessing because it's going to draw us all closer together, and we realize we got to stick together. We're going to have to actually get up off the couch, turn off the TV, and do something with our own kids. You know, I just see Christian parents in my good churches in Dallas who I tell them, your kids scored a goal. We played soccer tonight. And they go, that's nice. Get in the car.
Yes.
What is going on here? So, you know, really, we need to do something with these kids. We need to motivate them. There's a new book out in the States called Do Hard Things. Kids are buying this book. That's what kids want. They always have, all through history. The ones who have made a difference have been a kid who wanted a challenge, and we're not really giving them a challenge. We're buying them more video games just to keep them quiet. If you give them a challenge, they'll take the challenge.
Right. So they can come, it's Friday night?
Yes, at the East End United Church. That's going to be tomorrow, yes, 7:30. And we are inviting youths from all over the island to be here. Parents can come too as well because, you know, they want to get some of the strategies. And Dr. Gallagher is a gifted man, a man a lot of wisdom that he can really share as to how he can coach your children into becoming what, you know, God has intended them to be. And so we want everybody, you know, want to invite the pastors too as well, the youth pastors to get their youths, you know, to the Eastern
yes.
United Church to be a part of this.
And what time will it be on Friday night?
I understand that's at 7:30 tomorrow.
7:30, okay. Yeah. So very good. So Friday night, East End United Church, Dr. Gallagher will be there. He will be speaking, and he's inviting all the youth, all parents, all pastors, all congregations from all denominations to join him and join the youth on Friday night at 7:30 at East End United Church. Come out, because we know that we have issues out here that need solutions. And as you know, Crosstalk PM is about solutions. So once again, now we're giving you solutions for our youth. This is the place. Give us a call if you want to talk to Pastor Fair or Dr. Gallagher.
You know, but Jim has something that he has seen, though, concerning the Cayman Islands, and he has founded it upon the seas and established upon the floods. Maybe you want to say something on that, Jim?
Yeah, I kind of visualize this as the perfect spot as a headquarters for mission trips to launch out from here. There's a whole bunch of islands I noticed around here.
Yeah.
And I just thought, couldn't we go island hopping? You know, okay. It doesn't really matter where we go. I did want to say to your audience that, you know, we're just kind of teasing you here that we need to do all these good things. We're not going to get to heaven by doing good things.
No.
It's not that we're trying to get into heaven because we did a mission trip, but in fact, the Bible says, without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
But, you know, the bottom line is that people think it's so difficult. I remember a girl in the middle of the island in Jamaica that I told her, all you have to do is confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and you'll be saved. And she said, how come nobody ever told me this? Right in the middle of the island, you know? Mm. And so I try to make it not so complicated. So another reason, as you were just saying, why aren't these people happy? And maybe some of these people you're talking about are Christians. Why aren't they still happy?
Okay.
There are some things we're going to talk about tomorrow night about we do have an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
There is a devil.
Yes.
And if you don't think so, you'll find out later. Nobody will have to prove it to you. There is a devil, and there is a specific scripture for every attack he gives you. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come out tomorrow night, like we say in Dallas, be there or be square.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear a specific scripture for every attack that he's going to bring against you.
Yes.
And that's tomorrow night.
Yes.
Tomorrow night at East End United Church, 7:30 p.m. Be there. Or B square. That's what Dallas was saying, right? And you will hear Dr. Gallagher. He will be speaking to our youth, to our parents, to our congregations, to our pastors. If you're interested, come on out. It's an event not to be missed.
Amen. Amen.
So, Dr. Gallagher, Pastor Fair, I want to particularly thank you for joining me on Cross Talk PM, and
can I give you one last comment?
That,
if people feel like I don't have transportation or I wish I could hear more about this, I just wanted to give my website, if that's okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Everything that I'm talking about, I learned from older men who are fathers to me that have a lot of wisdom, and I put it all up there for free for you to download. If you go to www.stoplooklistenbible.com. So once again, in case you're scrambling to find a pencil, www.stoplooklistenbible.com. And I see our friend here is writing it down. I'm sure he'll pass it on. So everything that I've learned in 40 years of working with kids, it's all there for you for free.
And it sounds like a very catchy URL. www.stoplooklistenbible.com. It says it all.
Amen.
Yeah.
Great.
So Dr. Gallagher, Pastor Fair, we thank you for joining us in Crosstalk PM. And certainly, if you and your family are back in the Cayman Islands again, we are certain that you will be, because we're now hearing that Grand Cayman will, we can feel it, we can feel that Grand Cayman it will soon be the nucleus of greater things to come. Perhaps we'll be sending out a new flotilla of ships.
Oh, sure.
Ships that are bearing God's message.
That's correct.
Absolutely, right?
Indeed.
Straight up from the Grand Cayman.
Amen.
But without further delay, folks, don't touch your dial. Stick right where you are. This is Rooster 101, and you're listening to Warren Whitaker on Crosstalk PM.
Crosstalk PM, back in